The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your Car Insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is just pick up the phone, give me a call at 602-525-1370. You can also find me online at yourcarinsiders.com, and on that website, there is a contact page. If you feel the need to send an email before we speak on the phone, absolutely send the email. I'll be happy to reach out to you. I'm going to ask you to call me if you don't put a phone number in there. My best means of communication is absolutely the cell phone. I want to send out a very special thanks to Bobby and David Rabati at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. They're your one-stop cargo van shop if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle. And give Bobby a call at 602-722-9151. You know, there was something I'm going to look for right now because I got a call from a radio show listener. And I want to take some time talking about what it is I do. Because I'm not a broker. Okay, I am not a broker. I do not bring you to the car dealership to help the dealership make more money from you. I don't get paid from the dealership. If I help you buy a car, and only if I help you buy a car, please understand that the fee is $400, and you can pay me with either check or cash. I don't take credit cards. I don't do Zelle. I don't do Venmo. I don't do any of that stuff out in the cloud. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you a car. It's been the motto since 2011. I work for you, not the dealer. Okay? I go to the dealership with you. 99.999.9% of the time, I am there before you get to the dealership, before you arrive. And I had an interesting conversation a couple of weeks ago with a woman that wanted to talk to me before we went to the car dealership. And we picked a mutual point, and I told her I would be happy to meet her. And we went over, and she told me what she was looking for. And we sat down, and we chatted. And, you know, I made a phone call, and I found out. She told me what she was looking for, and I found out from the guy that I deal with, he doesn't have that car. So then she asked me about a different vehicle. And I called a friend of mine at Earnhardt Honda, and he happened to mention, well, I have one, and it happens to be red. And she turned around and she said, well, I really want a red car. When can we go look at it? Are you busy right now? So from the time that we met to discuss if I was willing to help her, before we left and before we found out about the Honda, she had told me, I made the decision to help you after having this, have you help me after this conversation. Now, we drove out to the Honda dealership in two separate cars. She sat down, showed her the car. She drove the car, showed her all the information on the pricing. She was, I guess, pretty happy with everything due to the fact that she bought the car. Now, it did not hurt that it was the last day of the month and they were looking to sell as many cars on the last day of the month that they possibly could. And she turned around and she said, well, how do I get my other car home? And she says, you know what? I'll have my niece come get it. And before we were even done doing the paperwork, she had family members there bringing to bring her car home. I just want people to understand, I am not the salesperson in the car dealership. If you're calling me up looking for a price, there's so much more to the car buying process than there is a price of a car. A price of the car is the first part. Now, this woman bought the car. She was writing a check. She didn't have a trade-in. We were in and out of the finance office in probably 10 minutes. I explained to everybody. They have to explain everything that they offer, but you're not obligated to buy any of these things. The easiest way to explain what I do is I am a consumer advocate. I am not a buying service, and I'm not a broker. And if you want to have a conversation, I'll be happy to chat with you. But once I start to realize that the conversation is not going anywhere, it's no sense in either one of us communicating. I mean, I had a conversation with a gentleman on the way to the dealership today, and he brought up a car that I've never heard of. Never heard of it. They've only been out a couple of years, and a Grand Wagoneer L. Grand Wagoneer L. So I called a buddy of mine, Paul, and I said, Paul, do they make such a vehicle? And he said, as a matter of fact, they do. It's brand new for 2024. So this gentleman wanted me to look for a used one. Now, I don't know what the odds of finding a 24 used one would be, but when he went looking for the 23s, I had to call him back and tell him to stop looking. They don't make the said vehicle. So when he told me he'd gone out to a dealership, and the dealership told him that there was only one car that he was looking for, and they wouldn't tell him where it was. But they gave him enough information for me in about 15 seconds to figure out where the car was. And it happened to be at a dealership that a good friend of mine is affiliated with. So I called the gentleman, and I said, before he will trade for the car, we need to meet at the dealership. They need to appraise your car. When I ask somebody on a scale of 1 to 10 how they would rate their trade-in, and they tell me between a 6 and a 6.5, I'm not giving them an I think number on what I think their trade might be worth. I want to know why, by seeing his car, why he thinks this car is only a 6.5. Now, what I will tell you is, and this is what I told the gentleman this morning, I don't charge by the hour, okay? I streamline the process. If I charged by the hour, I wouldn't be able to help people buy cars. I would still be able to help people buy cars, but it would have to be done my way. And when I say my way, we meet at the dealership. When I was at the Honda dealership with this woman, she had all the information on the pricing inside of 15 minutes. And the reason it took 15 minutes is because she went for a test drive. So by the time she got back from the test drive, I had all the numbers ready. I don't play the game with the car dealerships. I don't want the waiting game. I walk into the sales tower, I sit with the general manager in his office or whatever, and we put a car deal together. Okay? I'm not going to take you to a car dealership, submit you to, well, what do you want to pay? What kind of monthly payment are you looking for? That's not what I do. I streamline the process. I take all of the brain damage out of it. It can't be any more transparent than what I'm helping you. You know what you're paying for the car. You know what you're getting for your trade-in. And we go through all the math. And I sit with you and I talk about how you're going to pay for the car. Now, it cracks me up. It does. It cracks me up when all they keep talking about is price of cars going up, the average payment is this and that. Well, nobody's talking about what the real cause of the car payment issue is. Okay, it's not just that the car prices went up. It's that interest rates are not what they were a year and a half ago. So when you used to go into a car dealership, it wasn't that difficult to finance a car for 72 months at less than 3% if you had some money down and you had really good credit. Well, that same person with that really good credit And that down payment, if they're not a member of a certain credit union and they're going to a bank, they're not going to be anywhere near 3%. And to make it simple, when you finance a car, every point that the rate changes, it's approximately 50 cents a thousand. So if you finance 30 grand and the rate goes up by 1 point, it's $15. If it goes up by 2 points, it's $30. If it went from 3.9 to 7.9 and it's 4 points and it's a $30,000 loan, it's $60 a month in additional finance charges. These are the things that I explain while I'm with you, okay, at the car dealership. Okay, I'm not going to get tricked. I'm not going to get confused. I'm not going to wake up in the morning and not understand. I had a gentleman that I was with, and he couldn't figure out where the money came from. And I looked at him and I said, now, let me ask you a question. How much did you write a check for? $5,000. How much did you put on your credit card? $5,000. He says, but why does it say I put $14,750 down? I said, well, where do you want them to put the rebate? So he forgot that there was $4,750 in rebates on the car, presented to the car loan as down payment. Now, if you don't want to put the money towards the car, I've never had a client do this. They took the rebate back in cash. I've never had anybody do it. I would never recommend that anybody did it. But I just want people to understand, I am not a salesperson in a car dealership. You are hiring me to help you. If you don't like me, if you don't like what I have to say, it's no harm, no foul. Not everybody in this world gets along. But I'm telling you this, I don't know anybody that does what I do. Okay, I go with you to the dealership. I look out for your best interest. I sit with you through the finance department, and you don't pay me till we're done in the business office. The easiest way to reach me, if you'd like my help, is pick up the phone, call me at 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com, and there is a contact page. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends at Arrowhead Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. They're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated. It's the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. They believe shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable experience and are confident that you'll leave Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead with a smile every time. Located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona, or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com. And please remember, easiest way to reach me, pick up the phone, 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no-bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000 square foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Want to send out a very special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. They're family-owned and operated for four generations. They celebrated 100 years in the Valley in 2023. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they have operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect that they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it with competitive pricing. It's really that simple, and it's how they built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, the general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let them show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be. You know, just to finish up real quick with what I was talking about earlier, okay, I want people to understand, I'm helping you. I'm not taking you to the car dealership, feeding you to the lions. Okay, I've been doing this for 35 years. I am good at a lot of things, okay? I can fix certain things, plumbing. I can do a little bit of electrical. I'm good at fixing leaks in the landscaping, but it's not anything that I could go out and make a living at. I've been really fortunate that for the past 13 years, radio show listeners and referrals have allowed me to do something that I'm really passionate about, and that's helping people buy cars. I got a phone call the other day from a longtime client, and it kind of shows me that I actually have a passion for what I do. She called me up and she wasn't there. She called back about 2 seconds later. She wasn't there. She called me a couple other times, never there. Well, yesterday morning she called me, and I missed the call, and she called right back, and she was there. And I could tell something was wrong by the sound of her voice. And I've helped this woman on four or five occasions, get vehicles for her and her two daughters. And I thought she was calling because maybe her daughter decided she wanted a new car. And I could tell in the sound of her voice that something was wrong. And I realized after she started talking, and she told me she had had a stroke and she wanted my help selling her car. And I explained to her that in the condition that you're in, the easiest way to do this, simplest way to do this, and I'll get you a fair value, is we'll take the car back to the dealership that you bought the car from, and that's where we'll start. And I realized what I was willing to do for her. And this was something that I'm not going to charge this woman to do this. Okay? I care about the people that I've helped buy cars. And I care about them up until the point that they disrespect me, treat me like a car salesperson, or do something that can affect my relationship with the car dealership. You know, and I felt nauseous after getting off the phone with her, how bad I felt at this woman's situation. So about 5 minutes later, my phone rings, and I was out in the backyard, and I came back in, and there was a voicemail. So I listened to the voicemail, and it was this woman's daughter calling to talk to me. And she gets on the phone, and she says, "Hi, Gary." I called her back. "Hi, Gary, this is so-and-so, and I know my mom reached out to you, but please, please, we're going to do everything through me. I'm the power of attorney." I said, "Absolutely, I am so glad you called, because I knew that this woman could not make a decision, and I knew she had two adult daughters." And the daughter said, "Well, first of all, we're going to get rid of the car. We're going to get rid of it at some time. However, I'm in town taking care of my mother's things. I need the car to drive. I need the car to move my mom around a little bit." But it made me realize that I've been really fortunate that for the last 13 years, since 2011, okay, I've been able to help people buy cars. And I always get a kick out of when I'm in a car dealership and a salesman will walk past and they'll say, what are you selling? I said, I'm not selling anything. I'm helping somebody buy a car. And I'm pretty good, you know, and I'm pretty good at negotiating a car deal. But we don't normally have to negotiate because I get everything laid out in the way that it should be right from the start. Now, I was looking at a car yesterday, and did I ask the dealership for another $500 and another $500 for the trade? Yes. Do you think they had a problem with it? No, because it was a car that they had. It was on the ground, and the customer was going to take delivery of the car. Now, I had a client that I had a friend ask me to help somebody, and I said, she's already been to the dealership. Why don't you reach out and call the sales manager? So the general manager of one dealership called the sales manager of another dealership. He gave her a deal on the car that I couldn't believe what the deal was. And she actually looked at him and said, if you don't give me another $2,000 off, I'm not buying the car. And she was in no danger of buying the car. So she finally said she would do it for $1,000 more. And she was still in no danger of buying the car. Now, the part that she doesn't understand is the car that she was looking at was the only car in the valley in the color with the equipment that she wanted, which meant she was going to have to go and order a car. And what I want to talk about with ordering cars is there's been a lot of people that have ordered vehicles online, Mavericks, this, that, the other thing. And when the car comes in, the dealership holds them hostage for that market adjustment. So what I would tell everybody, if you're ordering a car through a dealership, understand what your pricing is going to be buying the brand new car when it comes in. Now, if they're going to sell it to you for this, put it on the order. Have the sales manager sign it. Have the general manager sign it. You sign it. You've agreed to the terms. And when you agree to the terms, hopefully, when the car comes in, you're a stand-up person, they're a stand-up dealership, and you take delivery of the car. I had a client order an over $200,000 car, and when the car came in, he actually wanted to renegotiate the pricing. Now, I told him he needs to take that up with the dealership. I'm out of this transaction completely. And please don't ever call me again and don't refer anybody that you know to me ever again. I'm here to help you. I'm not the salesman in the car dealership, but it's important to understand when you order a car, has that car been built? Is that car on the way? It's not, nothing happens until the order is accepted by the manufacturer. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend Adam Breen at Santan Hyundai Genesis in Gilbert, Arizona. And very exciting news for him. They're actually building a brand new Genesis dealership. They're separating the two stores, and the new Genesis dealership will be right from eyeshot. You can see it on Gilbert Road, just off the Loop 202 in Chandler. I'm here to help you. The easiest way for me to help you is pick up the phone, call me, 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. I want people to understand, it's not that I won't go anywhere to help you buy a car, but the relationships that I have usually make it a whole lot easier dealing with the people that I know. I mean, a client was going down to Tucson, and he got down there. He loved the car, was okay with the price, and without me standing there, he got offered $4,500 less for his car than I was offered from a Lexus dealership up in the Valley. The only problem with the car that was at the Lexus dealership up in the Valley, by the time we talked about it, the car had been there a day and it was already sold. When there's a nice used car and it's something you don't want to buy, it's something you want to buy, there's got to be a little bit of sense of urgency. Now, if you look online and the car's been there for 5 weeks or 3 weeks, the odds of it being there in the next couple of days, they're pretty good that the car's not going to disappear. You know, and when I do the show, you have to remember, I find these articles online and I talk about them. And I don't necessarily agree with everything that's said. So this is a car article from Bankrate. 7 tactics car dealerships hope you don't know and how to beat them. Car salespeople receive commissions and bonuses for making sales, which can influence their tactics. Okay? There are absolutely car dealerships that no longer pay commission, but they do get bonuses for the amount of cars that they sell. Stick to your budget and not be swayed by add-ons or extras the salesperson offers. To give yourself more leverage, research the vehicles you're interested in, knowing the value of your trade-in, and secure financing beforehand. The process of buying a car or a used vehicle has a lot of used moving parts. You have to haggle with the car salesperson over price and negotiate with the lenders for an auto loan, all while trying to strike a deal for your trade-in. Mistakes will cost you, so preparation is important. Here's the thing. You can prepare all you want, okay? How often do you buy a car, and how many times a month do you think the car sales manager does this? You are not capable. And when I say you, 90% of the people out there are not capable of going toe-to-toe with the sales manager trying to negotiate their car deal. And what people don't understand, and they don't, the car dealership does not make up the interest rate. They can change the interest rate that comes from the bank. It's called a buy rate and a sell rate, but they are limited to how much they can mark that rate up. And I've very rarely, now there's some credit unions out there that people belong to that have better rates than banks. When Honda, Toyota, Nissan, General Motors, whatever manufacturer has a subvented rate from the manufacturer, the payout from that lender to the dealership is minimal. Doesn't matter how much the loan is. They do not allow the dealership to mark up a subvented rate. Salesperson are very specifically trained to separate you from your money. This is a skill they practice daily, whereas the average car buyer buys a car every 5 years or so. The fight isn't fair. Learn these gambits and consider the following car salesman tips to stand a better chance of getting what you want from your next car purchase. Playing out the clock. Some car salespeople use time as a tool. They'll draw out the process until you're exhausted. The salesperson is going to be there all day, regardless of you. So if you plan on negotiating, don't be afraid to set aside an entire day to spend at the dealership. Bring something to occupy your time while you wait out the salesperson. But you don't have to go through the entire process in a single day. It is fine to take multiple days to make a decision. When you return to the dealership ready to purchase, don't get held hostage. Give us your best price. You know how many times in my car career I've heard, give me your best price, and when they offer you the price, okay, well, that's not good enough. Well, you asked for my best price. I gave you my best price. You're the one who's at now, you know, it's never, I don't remember it ever being that simple. Car sales staff receive extensive training in breaking down prospective customers' needs and vulnerabilities. This quick assessment of customers allows them to tap into scripted questions and lead the process. Car salespeople are very specially trained in how to persuade people. You'll want to understand not only what you want, but your weak spots. I'm here to help you. I'm here to get you through the process. We're going to finish up these questions and points after the break. But once again, the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com. I want to send out a very special thanks to David Garcia and his team at Rodeo Ford, located at 13680 West Hess Drive in Goodyear, Arizona.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a very special thanks to Rick and Troy at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. I've been doing business with them for a really long time. It's a super simple place for you to go and have me help you buy a car. It's fine for a car salesperson. It's fine to have car salespeople help answer some questions, but remember that they may use this information against you, including vanity, family needs, safety priorities, or upsell you on a more expensive car or options packages. Focus on the car that you're trying to buy. Do not let them switch cars in the middle of your negotiating. Now, a lot of these questions that they ask you, they're called logic traps. They try to work on getting you to agree what it is that they are saying. I've trained people in this. I don't do this anymore. I don't ask, when I ask somebody, and this is how I ask the question, before we get started, you're telling me what you're looking for. Please share with me the budget that you have for the car that you're looking for. Now, this is a question that you never answer at the car dealership, but the reason that I'm asking it from you is I want to help you buy the most car for your money, not the least car for your money. I'm not going into the car dealership telling them the communications that we had. I'm on your side. I want the dealership to sell a car. I want you to buy a car, but everybody's got to be happy. I mean, I laugh. Sometimes I forget to listen sometimes, and you know, and I do speak kind of fast. It's just the way I was raised, but I kind of laughed. I had a gentleman call me, and he starts off that he wants to buy a Toyota 4Runner with kind of low miles, and his idea of low miles was less than 75,000, and he wanted a $300 payment. And I started to explain to him. I said, now, the only way we can get to a payment like that is I hope you have a substantial down payment. As a matter of fact, he did. And a matter of fact, my friend had a car, and we bought the car 3 days later. But the questions that I ask, it's not to try to help the dealership. It's to try to help you. The other thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to go to a car dealership. If you're looking at a $74,000 Tahoe and you think your payment's going to be $800 a month with no money down. I spoke to some really nice folks a couple of weeks ago. And I went over the math with them, and they told me how much they were putting down, and they told me that their credit wasn't great. It was really good, and they had good jobs. And when we got to the dealership, I was within $50 of what I thought their payment would be from the conversation that we had 2 weeks prior. Now, when we got there, I put them on the least expensive Tahoe that the dealership had. When I say I picked out the car for them. And I told them, drive this car. When you get back, tell me what's missing. And then we can go up. Okay, we can't go down, but we can go up. And they went for a test drive, and they went for a test drive for about a half hour. And when they got back, they started talking to me about the things the car didn't have. So I walked over to a vehicle and I showed it to them, and she said, well, we don't want to do that because that vehicle was $17,000 more expensive. So we kept walking down the line, and we got to a 2024 Z71 Tahoe, and it struck all the boxes, checked them all. It had the look that she wanted. It had the wheels. It had the interior. It had the upgrades in the interior that she wanted. I think it had a sunroof. And it had the black wheels and all the stuff. And she was thrilled. Now, at the end of the day, I explained to her that your payment is going to change by about $110 a month going up from the LT to the Z71. And she actually looked at me and she said, it would make no sense to buy the wrong car for that difference in the car payment. Now, I can promise you, the payment that I got her on the LT for what she paid extra was nothing what it would have been for her because of the discount that I was able to get on the car, helping her buy the car. What I always love, and it happens all the time, I'm not a social media person. I don't list testimonials on the website anymore. I had a company that I called years ago, and this is what I can't stand about testimonials, reviews, and things like that. A lot of them are paid for. I called a guy to do some work at my house, and it was just a simple cleaning of exhaust ducts in my house. And the guy actually said to me, if you give me a Yelp review before I come out to your house, I'll lower the price 15%. So I found somebody else to do the job. I just wasn't interested in that. How much are you looking to spend per month? Don't answer that question. The easiest way to explain to somebody is this. The math is the math. It really is. And the figures don't lie, but liars know how to figure. Do not let anybody pressure you into buying anything. With this strategy, the seller sticks to the potential buyer. If I could get you the monthly payment would take to buy the car, would you buy it today? Or if I can get this in midnight blue, would you be willing to buy this car today? The strategy known as IF signals the dealer is looking for your buying trigger. Okay. They are called hot buttons. Okay. And there's a big word in there. If I could get you a blue car, would you buy the car today? I don't know. And you leave and you come back a couple of days later and you said to the sales manager, well, you know, if you can get that blue car, like you said, I'll be happy to buy it. Well, I said, if I could get the blue car, would you buy it? Now let me see if I can get the car. When you're leaving the car dealership and you haven't made the decision to buy the car, and the sales manager says to you as he's shaking your hand, now, Jeremy, if I could sell you the car for $30,000 out the door, would you buy the car right now? And Jeremy looks at the sales manager and says, you know, I'd have to think about that. Now what happens is the husband, the wife, whoever is there, gets in the car. They think they have a number to go shopping with. What they have is a number to go chase their tail with. And they go to all these dealerships, and the smart aleck sales manager in the dealership, when you tell him, you can buy the car for $30,000 at XYZ Motors. Folks, while you're at buying that one, do me a favor, buy me one too. Because you can't buy the car for that price. You go to another dealership, some other kind of smart aleck answer. You visit every other dealership in town, okay, and you go back to the original dealership and said, you know, we thought about it, and we would like to buy that car for $30,000. And the sales manager looks at you and says, with a straight face, well, I asked you if I could sell you the car for $30,000, would you buy it? I never told you I could sell it for $30,000. It's called an if I could, would you? You need to understand the verbiage. You need to understand exactly what was told to you at a car dealership, at anything. I went shopping for furniture, and I was with my wife, and we were boyfriend, girlfriend at the time, and we walk into More Furniture. And we pick out about $12,000 worth of furniture. So we're sitting down to write everything up, and the guy says to me, well, how did you want to pay for it? I said, well, there's a couple of different ways. I can put it on a credit card. I can give you cash. Or I can finance it at the 0% for 60 months. Well, his answer was, well, they don't finance that much for 60 months. They'll do normally $3,000 or $6,000. And I said to him, do you want to make that decision, or are you okay filling out the credit application before you decide what I can buy and how I can pay for it? He gives me the credit app. I fill it out. He takes it back to the manager. And about 2 minutes later, my phone rings. I answer the phone. Mr. Green? Yes, this is Mr. Green. This is so-and-so with Wells Fargo Financial. I'm just calling. There's a fraud alert on your credit. We're just reaching out to you to make sure this is you buying the furniture at More Furniture. And they said, yep. This is me, and I'm buying the furniture. This is the dollar amount. She says, okay, no problem. He comes back out with a stupid look on his face and says, wow. He said, you got approved for the whole thing. And I looked at him, and I didn't say anything. Because my wife told me, don't you dare tell this guy what his mistakes are. You're not here to train him on being a salesperson. So remember, I said over $12,000 worth of furniture. And I looked at the guy, and I said, now listen, I haven't beaten you up. I haven't asked you for anything. But I got to tell you, I'm buying all this furniture. And you see that little throw pillow sitting on the couch over there that says $29.99? He says, yep. He said, I want to pay $12,000 for that pillow and get all the other furniture for free. And he started laughing. He didn't get it. What I was telling him was I wanted that throw pillow for nothing. Because I wanted to be able to walk through my house and say to myself, I bought a $12,000 pillow and they gave me all this furniture for free. You know what we bought? Jeremy, you know what we bought? Nothing. He let me walk out over a $29 pillow.
What a mistake.
And I came up with a great excuse to get out of there. I said, you know, before we do this, I know that the couch that we're looking at, the sectional, can be bought either way. So we want to go home and measure the room and decide which way we want to get it, for the ends to be this way or the ends to be that way. We'll see you tomorrow. We walk out, get in the car, and my wife looks at me and says, well, where are we going? I said, we're going to Ashley. And I told her, I'll go back tomorrow and buy all of the stuff you looked at. But it was funny, before we left, when he told us he couldn't throw anything in, he made the mistake of saying, By shopping around, you know we have the best prices. And my wife looked at him without skipping a beat and said, we haven't shopped anywhere yet. And he let us still walk out. So we went over to Ashley, and I looked at my wife, and I said, I'm done. I'm going to be sitting in this really nice chair. You go walking around. Whatever you like, come back and get me. Well, she went walking around. She came back and got me. And at the end of the day, we bought a bunch of stuff at Ashley. We actually ended up spending more, the same amount of money, but got a couple of additional sofa tables, some other things to add to it. But she really liked some of the stuff from Moore, and they didn't have anything at Ashley she liked as much. But when we were driving back to Moore the next day to buy the furniture, the guy's face lit up when we walked in. And my wife had told me, don't you dare teach him the mistake he made. And the mistake he made was never make a decision as the salesperson. Always ask your manager. Let your manager be the bad guy. Salesperson can't be the bad guy. Salesperson says no, transaction stops. I'm here to help you. And we ended up buying about $7,000 worth of less furniture at Moore. I'm here to help you. Easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone. Call me, 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Anthony Reed and his family. I've known Anthony Reed for more than 25 years. He's helped numerous clients buy pre-owned cars in the $10,000 to $15,000 range. Located at 2121 East Indian School Road at 602-957-0721. Last but not least, I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends Jimmy and Deanna at Cigar Therapy. It's a haven of relaxation at Cigar Therapy, veteran-owned and operated small business located at 4219 West Bell Road on the southeast corner of 43rd Avenue and Bell Road. It's a cozy lounge, welcomes you with a thoughtfully curated selection of premium house blend and boutique cigars. Solving the world's problems one cigar at a time, visit Jimmy and Deanna, or you can call them at 602-795-8802, and you can reach me at 602-525-1370.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.